But if your aim is to kill religion, as mine is, then just let me finish. If your aim is to kill religion, then since evolution is manifestly true, then if there are people out there who really believe that that if you are an evolutionist, you've got to be an atheist, then all I've got to do is to persuade them of evolution, which should be comparatively easy, since the evidence is overwhelming, and I'll turn them all into atheists.
Yeah.
Your purpose is to destroy religion. Is that really your purpose?
No.
I don't think it really is.
It was an interesting piece of contrarian reasoning to what you were saying, because you were saying you don't have to be an atheist to believe in evolution, mm-hmm. and that of course is exactly. I mean, then I tell people to go and read Ken Miller, yeah. Francis Collins, mm-hmm. And indeed any reputable clergyman. But if a larger view is that the presence or absence of a God in the universe is, I mean, that's a huge question. I think it's a scientific question. I have a view on it, and I try to raise consciousness about it. Then if it's true that there are lots and lots of people who think that evolution is incompatible with religion, and I actually do think it is, you see. I actually do think it is. But even if I didn't, if I were a propagandist trying to destroy religion, I would seize on that, because it